Romans. We're in Romans chapter 11, and we'll do this one in four sessions. This first session covers verses 1 through 10, and it's entitled The Remnant, The Remnant. So let's read the passage. So Romans 11, 1, let's look at the last verse in 10 also. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. So God is talking to the children of Israel here. And then in verse 1 of 11, I ask then, this is Paul, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it's no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see, ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let the table become a snare, the table of sacrifice, the sacrificial altar is what that's about. Let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and bend their backs forever. That bending of the backs is talking about the burden of sin on their back. So Romans 11 is full of challenging thoughts, ideas, and concepts. Exploring these thoroughly will be impossible in 4 or 5 minute sessions, as has been our pattern over the last year. I'll try to bring you the core ideas to help your understanding. One of these in this passage is the concept of the remnant. These are believers within the nation of Israel who are called by his unmerited favor, his grace, and who respond by faith in God and what he has done for them. These are individuals who will love and serve God, trusting in what God is doing for them, not their works and ceremonies done to try to earn his favor. The chapter also talks about the nation of Israel as a people who may reject God, may be given a, quote, spirit of stupor, with their, quote, eyes darkened, but may eventually turn and repent of their sin. And of those, a few believing Jews will be restored in their relationship to God the Son at his second coming. So as we go along, we need to understand when the Lord is referring to the nation of Israel as a people, and when he is speaking of individuals. By the way, Paul, the author of the book of Romans, is one of these individual believing Jews. The nation of Israel remains special to God and is central to God's purpose for mankind for all time. But only a minority of God's chosen people are loyal to him. These are called elect. Both this acceptance and rejection of God are known to him. Both groups are part of God's great plan to open the door of salvation to the Gentiles, in other words, you and I. In verse 10, the group of unbelieving Jews remains under the burden of sin forever. Their backs are bent. The few who believe by faith and seek an intimate relationship with God are accepted and form the trunk and roots of a great olive tree. More of this in session 3. So, Father, your word is truth. And sometimes in our limited minds and capabilities, your truth is tough to fully understand, and we know that we won't fully understand it, even though we have your Holy Spirit. It won't be fully obvious to us until the next life, and we look forward to that. But what we can understand in this life and apply to our lives as we walk this earth, we thank you for and praise your name and ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.